when every philosophy and every religion has said its last word, then the Ashtavakra begins. This is a profound quote by Thomas Byrom, who once translated the Ashtavakra Gita. Ashtavakra Gita is regarded as the highest teaching of non-duality. It explores the nature of reality in a direct way, and it gives us the essence of the Upanishads and Advaita Vedanta. In this video, we will further explore the deeper teachings of Ashtavakra Gita. Now, this is part 3 of the Ashtavakra Gita series, and here we will explore the chapters 7 to 10. Like I have said before, there is nothing much to explain or elaborate when it comes to Ashtavakra Gita. You just need to listen to this with an open mind and soak this in. With this, let us begin our journey into Ashtavakra Gita. Chapter 7, The Boundless Ocean. I am the boundless ocean, this way and that, the wind blowing where it will, drives the ship of the world. But I am not shaken. I am the unbounded deep, in whom the waves of all the worlds naturally rise and fall. But I do not rise or fall. I am the infinite deep, in whom all the worlds appear to rise, beyond all form, forever still. Even so am I. I am not in the world is not in me. I am pure, I am unbounded, free from attachment, free from desire, still. Even so am I. Oh, how wonderful I am awareness itself. No less. The world is a magic show, but in me there is nothing to embrace and nothing to turn away. Chapter 8, The Mind. The mind desires this and grieves for that. It embraces one thing and spurns another. Now it feels anger, now happiness. In this way, you are bound. But when the mind desires nothing and grieves for nothing, when it is without joy or anger and grasping nothing, turns nothing away, then you are free. When the mind is attracted to anything it senses, you are bound. When there is no attraction, you are free. When there is no I, you are free. When there is I, you are bound. Consider this, it is easy. Embrace nothing, turn nothing away. How profound, isn't it? Embrace nothing, turn nothing away. Chapter 9, Dispassion. Seeing to this, neglecting that, setting one thing against another. Who is free of such cares? When will they ever end? Consider, without passion, with dispassion, let go. My child, rare is he and blessed who observes the way of men and gives up the desire for pleasure and knowledge, for life itself. Nothing lasts, nothing is real. It is all suffering, threefold affliction. It is all beneath contempt. Know this, give it up, be still. When will men ever stop setting one thing against another? Let go of all contraries. Whatever comes, be happy and so fulfill yourself. Masters, saints, seekers, they all say different things. Whoever knows this with dispassion becomes quiet. The true master considers well. With dispassion, he sees all things are the same. He comes to understand the nature of things, the essence of awareness. He will not be born again. In the shifting elements, see only their pure form. Rest in your own nature. Set yourself free. The world is just a set of false impressions. Give them up. Give up the illusion. Give up the world and live freely. As we read this, we come to understand that from the perspective of Ashtavakra, reality is quite simple. And the way to live the ideal life is quite simple. He's simply telling us that the world is just a set of false impressions. Give them up, give up the illusion, give up the world, and live freely. Although it sounds simple, it is very, very profound. Just think about this logically. If you give up your attachment to the world, if we give up our attachment to the circumstances, to different objects of the world, then naturally we become free. And we understand this, we know this, but still it is difficult for us to live this way. But for him, it is obvious, it is natural, and it is the ideal way to live. Because only in this way can we live a truly fulfilled life, a truly free life without any boundaries or suffering. Now let's look at chapter 10, Desire. Striving and craving for pleasure or prosperity, these are your enemies, springing up to destroy you from the presumptions of virtue. Let them all go. Hold on to nothing. Every good fortune, wives, friends, houses, lands, all these gifts and riches, they are a dream, a juggling act, a traveling show. A few days and they are gone. Consider, wherever there is desire, there is the world. With resolute dispassion, free yourself from desire and find happiness. Desire binds you, nothing else. Destroy it and you are free. Turn from the world, fulfill yourself and find lasting happiness. You are one, you are pure awareness. The world is not real. It is cold and lifeless. Nor is ignorance real. So what can you wish to know? Life after life, you have indulged in different forms, different pleasures, sons and kingdoms and wives, only to lose them all. Enough of the pursuit of pleasure, enough of wealth and righteous deeds. In the dark forest of the world, what peace of mind can they bring you? How you have toiled life after life, pressing into painful labor, your body and your mind and your words. It's time to stop. Now. How profound, isn't it? He says, you are one, you are pure awareness. The world is not real. It is cold and lifeless. Nor is ignorance real. So what can you wish to know? Ashtavakra is telling here that even the ignorance that we assume that we have, because of which we are suffering, is not real. Because nothing is real except for the self. Nothing is real except for that Brahman or for that infinite consciousness. It is just this recognition that one needs. It is just this understanding that one needs to truly be free. Apart from this, we are already free. This is the point of Ashtavakra Gita. And he makes this again and again. Whether we wish to live a life of happiness and freedom or of suffering, it's up to us. But if we choose to live a happy life, a truly free life, then all we need to do is to detach ourselves from the world and just be as our true self and be one with our true nature. So this was the third part of the Ashtavakra Gita.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.